Here is the forecast for coastal waters from Eastport to Scooty Point out 25 nautical miles. Rest of today, southwest winds around 5 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Wave detail, south 2 feet at 5 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 9 seconds. Tonight, southwest winds around 5 knots. Seas around 2 feet. Wave detail, south 2 feet at 5 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 9 seconds. Patchy fog after midnight with visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Tuesday, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 1 foot or less, then around 2 feet in the afternoon. Wave detail, south 1 foot at 4 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 9 seconds. Patchy fog in the morning with visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Tuesday night, west winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming northwest after midnight. Seas around 2 feet. Wave detail, south 2 feet at 4 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 9 seconds. Wednesday, southwest winds around 5 knots. Seas around 2 feet. Wave detail, south 2 feet at 5 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 8 seconds. A chance of showers in the afternoon. Wednesday night, southwest winds around 5 knots, becoming northwest after midnight. Seas around 2 feet. Wave detail, south 1 foot at 5 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 8 seconds. A chance of showers. Thursday, north winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas around 2 feet. A chance of showers in the morning. Thursday night, west winds around 5 knots, becoming north after midnight. Seas around 2 feet. Friday, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming east in the afternoon. Seas around 2 feet. Friday night, west winds around 5 knots, becoming north after midnight. Seas around 2 feet in the evening, then 1 foot or less. Here is the recreational forecast for top of Cadillac Mountain 1,532 feet. Today, summit obscured until late afternoon, then mostly cloudy. Hazy with patchy fog early this morning. Highs around 80. Northwest winds up to 10 miles per hour shifting to the southwest this afternoon. No lightning risk. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then mostly cloudy. Lows in the lower 60s. Southwest winds up to 10 miles per hour. No lightning risk. Tuesday, partly sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. No lightning risk. Here is the recreational forecast for West Quoddy Head. Today, partly sunny. Hazy with patchy fog early this morning. Highs in the lower 60s. South winds up to 10 miles per hour. No lightning risk. Water temperature around 51 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then mostly cloudy. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the mid-50s. Southwest winds up to 10 miles per hour. No lightning risk. Water temperature around 51 degrees Fahrenheit. Tuesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then partly sunny. Patchy fog in the morning. Highs in the mid-60s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. No lightning risk. Water temperature around 51 degrees Fahrenheit. Here is the forecast for coastal waters from Scooty Point to Stonington out 25 nautical miles. Rest of today, southwest winds around 5 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Wave detail, south 2 feet at 5 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 9 seconds. Tonight, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas around 2 feet. Wave detail, south 2 feet at 5 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 9 seconds. Patchy fog after midnight with visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Tuesday, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 1 foot or less, then around 2 feet in the afternoon. Wave detail, south 1 foot at 4 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 9 seconds, becoming southwest 2 feet at 4 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 9 seconds. Patchy fog in the morning with visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Tuesday night, west winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming northwest after midnight. Seas around 2 feet. Wave detail, south 2 feet at 4 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 9 seconds. Wednesday, south winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas around 2 feet. Wave detail, south 2 feet at 5 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 8 seconds. A chance of showers in the afternoon. Wednesday night, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming northwest after midnight. Seas around 2 feet. Wave detail, southwest 2 feet at 4 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 8 seconds. a chance of showers. Thursday, north winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas around 2 feet. A chance of showers in the morning. Thursday night, west winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming north after midnight. Seas around 2 feet. Friday, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming east in the afternoon. Seas around 2 feet. Friday night, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming north after midnight. Seas around 2 feet. You're listening to NOAA Weather Radio, the voice of NOAA's National Weather Service. This is station WNG 543, located near Jonesboro, Maine, serving its listening area with daily weather and emergency information. This transmitter broadcasts with 1,000 watts on a frequency of 162.450 megahertz. It originates from the National Weather Service office in Caribou, Maine. The current time is 1:04 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Here is the forecast for the intercoastal waterway from Scuti Point to Stonington. Rest of today, south winds around 5 knots. Seas 1 to 2 feet. Wave detail, south 1 foot at 5 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 9 seconds. Tonight, southwest winds around 5 knots. Seas 1 to 2 feet. Wave detail, south 1 foot at 5 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 9 seconds. Tuesday, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 1 foot or less. Wave detail, south 1 foot at 4 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 9 seconds. Patchy fog in the morning with visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Tuesday night, west winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming northwest after midnight. Seas 1 foot or less. Wave detail, south 1 foot at 4 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 9 seconds. Wednesday, south winds around 5 knots. Seas 1 to 2 feet. Wave detail, south 1 foot at 5 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 8 seconds. A chance of showers in the afternoon. Wednesday night, west winds around 5 knots, becoming northwest after midnight. Seas 1 to 2 feet. Wave detail, south 1 foot at 5 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 8 seconds. A chance of showers. Thursday, north winds around 5 knots, becoming west in the afternoon. Seas 1 to 2 feet. A chance of showers in the morning. Thursday night, west winds around 5 knots, becoming north after midnight. Seas 1 to 2 feet in the evening, then 1 foot or less. Friday, northeast winds around 5 knots, becoming southeast in the afternoon. Seas 1 foot or less. Friday night, southwest winds around 5 knots, becoming north after midnight. Seas 1 foot or less. Here is your offshore waters forecast from the Ocean Prediction Center, or Ocean Forecast Branch for the Gulf of Maine. Issued at 10:37 a.m. Today, north to northwest winds less than 5 knots, becoming variable. Seas 3 feet, becoming 2 feet or less. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, south to southwest winds less than 10 knots, becoming southwest. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Areas of fog with visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Tuesday, southwest winds 5 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Areas of fog with visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Tuesday night, west to southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming north to northeast. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Areas of fog with visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Wednesday, variable winds less than 10 knots, becoming south. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Wednesday night, southwest winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming west to northwest. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Thursday, north winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming north to northeast 5 to 10 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Thursday night, east to northeast winds less than 10 knots, becoming north to northeast. Here are the inland-based weather observations. At Bar Harbor Airport it was sunny. The temperature was 76 degrees. The dew point was 66. And the relative humidity was 71%. The wind was south at 7 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.97 inches and falling. At Bangor and across Downeast Maine. At Bangor, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 81. Elsewhere in the region it was mostly sunny. It was 78 at Caribou, 83 at Portland, and 79 at Boston. The fire danger rating from the Maine Forest Service for the following area, Interior Downeast, is low. The color code is green. The fire danger rating from the Maine Forest Service for the following area, Coastal Downeast, is low. The color code is green. Here is your area forecast discussion. Synopsis: high pressure will build over the area today. A weak weather disturbance will approach tonight and cross the north early Tuesday morning. A cold front will approach on Wednesday and cross the area Wednesday afternoon. High pressure will build in from the west Thursday into Friday. Here is the short-range forecast for down east coastal Maine from Steuben to Eastport, including Machias. Rest of today, partly sunny. Highs around 80. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, partly sunny in the morning, then clearing. Patchy fog in the morning. Highs in the lower 80s. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. West winds around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny. A slight chance of showers in the morning, then a chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Temperature falling into the lower 70s in the afternoon. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain 50%. Here are the noon buoy observations, reported southwest to northeast. At Boston, 16 nautical miles east of, the wind was north. At 2 knots, the temperature was 66 degrees, the sea temperature was 67 degrees. At 12 nautical miles southeast of Portland, the wind was south. At 4 knots, the temperature was 62 degrees, the sea temperature was 60 degrees. At Central Main Shelf, the wave height was 2 feet, and the period was 5 seconds. At Matinicus Rock, the wind was west. At 8 knots, the temperature was 60 degrees. At West Penobscot Bay, the wind was east. At 2 knots, the temperature was 60 degrees. At Mount Desert Rock, the wind was southwest. At 7 knots, the temperature was 59 degrees. At Eastern Main Shelf, the sea temperature was 53 degrees. At Jonesport, the wind was south. At 4 knots. The Georges Bank buoy recorded south winds at 6 knots. The air temperature was 68 degrees. The seawater temperature was 64 degrees. The wave height was 1 foot and the period was 8 seconds. The swell direction was southeast, swell height 2 feet, and swell period 8 seconds. Here are the 1 p.m. buoy observations, reported southwest to northeast. At Boston, 16 nautical miles east of, the wind was east. At 6 knots, the temperature was 65 degrees, the sea temperature was 69 degrees. At 12 nautical miles southeast of Portland, the wind was south. At 6 knots, the temperature was 62 degrees, the sea temperature was 59 degrees. At Central Main Shelf, the wind was northwest. At 2 knots, the temperature was 61 degrees. At Matinicus Rock, the wind was west. At 4 knots, the temperature was 60 degrees. At West Penobscot Bay, the sea temperature was 57 degrees. At Mount Desert Rock, the wind was south. At 7 knots, the temperature was 62 degrees. At Eastern Main Shelf, the sea temperature was 55 degrees. At Jonesport, the wind was southwest. At 2 knots, the sea temperature was 58 degrees. The Georges Bank buoy recorded southeast winds at 4 knots. The air temperature was 68 degrees. The seawater temperature was 65 degrees. The wave height was 2 feet and the period was 8 seconds. The swell direction was east, swell height 2 feet, and swell period 8 seconds.